This is a computer-generated audio. Some pronunciation will be slightly off. People have been arguing about who Jesus was, what he believed, what he taught, or even if he ever existed, since 24 CE, AD. So, the minute you saw the word Jesus, your brain connected what you believe about Jesus, your bundles of associations. If you haven't read articles I have written about Jesus, Yeshua, I know that you will not accurately understand this article. Please make sure your vocabulary includes the words below before you continue. I am sure you remember that famous question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? In this case, the question is, which came first, the canon, sacred scriptures, or the institution? The answer to this question is based on facts, not beliefs. People in positions of power in institutions, religious and political, chose scrolls, books, that agreed with their belief systems. Institutions created the Tanakh, Jewish scriptures, and the Bible, Christian scriptures. One canon refers to a collection of rules or texts that are considered to be authoritative by an institution. One of the first things exploring the Bible teams do is identify the institutions that canonized their versions of the Bible or Tanakh. 2 Torah, first section of Tanakh, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Canonized in 450 BCE. 3 Prophets, second section of Tanakh, Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Canonized around 300 BCE. There were other scrolls that were viewed as sacred, which were read at the temple and in synagogues. They would become the third section of the Tanakh around 90 CE and are called the Writings. Most of these books were well known at the time of Jesus. 4 Writings: Psalms, Job, Proverbs, Ruth, Song of Solomon, Ecclesiastes, Lamentations, Esther, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, and 1 and 2 Chronicles. 5 New Testament: A festal letter of Roman Catholic Bishop Athanasius, 367 CE, listed the 27 books now found in New Testaments. This list was formally ratified by the Roman Catholic Council of Hippo, 393 CE, and the Third Council of Carthage, 397 CE. The two Roman Catholic councils canonized this list of books. There were also churches that canonized lists with different books. 6 Old Testament: The books of the Tanakh, arranged in a different order. These books were held as sacred scripture by the members of the Jesus movement until after the Romans destroyed the temple in Jerusalem in 70 CE. Now you have the vocabulary words required to accurately understand what Jesus taught his disciples, students, in Matthew 5:17a. The words below are from the New King James Version. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. The word law is not correct. When we reconstruct the Hebrew words Jesus spoke, the correct translation is Torah. Now I will replace the words Torah and prophets with their vocabulary meanings above. Here is the context in which they appear, Matthew 5:17-18. Do not think that I came to destroy Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy or Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. I did not come to destroy but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the Torah till all is fulfilled. Is this the way you understood Matthew 5:17-18 before you read this article? I need to add a few more words to your vocabulary before you will be able to hear the words that the original Jesus taught: destroy, fulfill, for assuredly, jot, and tittle. I will do that in my next email. You must correctly understand these verses in order to understand how Jesus taught the Creator's alliance to his followers. Shalom. Jim Myers.